Okay, good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Cambridge License Commission. It's Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. It's 3 o'clock p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti-Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Branville Bard. First matter violation hearing, Dean Mazziolo Associates for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on July 29th, 2017, at or near 38 Carver Street.
Thank you. If you could please stay standing up for a moment and raise your right hand.
I swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Please sit down.
Thank you.
If you could please state and spell your name for the record, that'd be great.
Connor McGuire with D. Mazzioli Associates.
Connor, how do I spell your last name?
M-A-G-U-I-R-E.
Thank you.
Andrea Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R, Cambridge License Commission Investigator.
Thank you. Is Mr. Abrams here, Ed Abrams?
He's not able to attend today.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Boyer.
Thank you very much. We received a complaint on Saturday, July 29th, that Di Mazzoli Company was using a leaf blower at 38 Carver Street. The complainant sent it via email with a picture of the gentleman using the leaf blower.
Thank you. Mr. McGuire?
I would like to first point out that we do not service 38 Carver Street. We do, however, service a customer on that street. 36, and obviously I don't deny the leaf blower being used. First, I apologize that it was used to the neighborhood. I'm just simply asking for a reduced fine. We're a small landscape company. $300 is a lot to us. We've continued education to the employees about the use of when it can and can't be used. We continue to do so. I certainly don't deny it. It's simply there in the photo, but we're just looking for a little bit of a break.
Who is Di Mazzioli?
That's
Dante?
Yes, he's the owner.
Okay. So this is my issue. You guys had gotten a notice in 2016 for using a leaf blower without a permit and during an inappropriate time at Carver Street. You applied, you got your permit, fantastic. You reapplied this year, you got your permit again. This year we have been very proactive. We've sent emails notifying season started, season ended. You received two of those emails before this July 29th, and yet this happened.
Correct.
So this is where I have problems saying to the people that are annoyed about leaf blowers and that the enforcement of the ordinance doesn't go forward, yeah, we'll give them a break. So for me, this is a violation. And I would issue a $300 fine, but I will leave it open for the other two commissioners.
I concur with your assessment of it.
They've been notified properly, and it's
okay. Violation $300. You'll receive a statement of reasons about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cancellation matter, the Elephant Walk Restaurant Group Incorporated, doing business at the Elephant Walk, holder of a common victualler, all out.
Time out. What happened with Daedalus? That's item number 2 on the agenda. Hoppy Inc. DBA Daedalus, holder of a common victualler, all alcohol license at 45 Mount Auburn Street for alleged violation of General Law Chapter 138, Section 23 and 64. And 148 sections 26G and a half and 148A, 5527 CMR 10.5.2.1 and the rules and regulations of the board 2.5, 2.6, 5.1, 9.1, and 13.1 for overcrowding on July 21st, 2017. You two are going to be testifying. Please stand up. Thank you.
I swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
My name is Attorney Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Crane, C-R-A-N-E. I'm an attorney at 104 Mount Auburn Street in Cambridge, and I represent the licensee.
Thank you.
Lawrence Hopkins, owner of Daedalus Restaurant.
Thank you.
Jacob Miller, JACOBMILLER, manager, Diddles Restaurant.
Thank you.
Andre Boyer, BOYER. Henderson Headley is out on extended leave, therefore I will be testifying on his behalf.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Boyer.
Thank you. A task force inspection that took place on July 21st, 2017, along with a gentleman from Inspectional Services and Deputy Chief Peter Donovan, at approximately 12:45 a.m. took place at Vidalia's. At that time, Investigator Headley did a count of the patrons, and though the overall capacity was 148, patrons that were supposed to be only 50 on the rooftop, there were 86 patrons. Peter Donovan informed management to immediately remove the 36 patrons from the area. This request was adhered to, and without challenge.
And just for the record, Peter Donovan is the fire prevention...
Yes, Deputy Fire Chief.
Thank you. Sir Crane?
Well, Madam Chair and Commissioners, first of all, I will submit the notices of appearance, first of all.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I haven't run across this before, but I'd like to object for the record formally that I don't have the opportunity to cross-examine Mr. Headley, Deputy Chief Donovan, as well as Brian McMahon, who are the authors of the reports that all I can see is that the Commission would have to rely upon their reports.
I am happy to move this hearing to next week and have Fire Chief Donovan appear. I cannot make Mr. Headley available, as Ms. Boyer said, he's out on extended leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I would like to consult with my client then.
Okay, we'll give you a second call.
Okay,
thank you.
Cancellation, the Elephant Walk Restaurant Group Incorporated, doing business as the Elephant Walk, holder of common victualler alcohol license at 2067 Mass Ave, pursuant to Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Section 64 and 77, for non-use of said license.
Elephant Walk? Second call.
Cancellation, CDM International Enterprises, LLC, doing business as O'Sushi, holder of a common victualler, all alcohol license of 104 Mount Auburn Street, pursuant to Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 12, 16A, 23, 64, 70, and 77, for non-use of said license and failure to timely, properly renew the license.
O'Sushi, second call. Mr. Rafferty, are you here for Elephant Walk or O'Sushi?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Application, Elliott Management Services Incorporated, doing business as Paradise, holder of a common victualler all alcohol license at 180 Mass Ave, has applied for a change of license type to general on premise.
Thank you.
I am here for that, though.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Happily. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is James Rafferty. I'm an attorney with offices at 675 Massachusetts Avenue in Cambridge. I'm appearing this evening, this afternoon, on behalf of the applicant, Elliott Enterprises, Inc., I believe, and he does business as the Paradise Cafe. Mr. McCarthy is the manager of record and is en route, if the commission would prefer to...
Okay.
A second call, or I might be able to address concerns, whatever the commission prefers.
We'll give a second call, and while we're at it, if you can fill that out so we can properly notify you, that'd be great.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Application. Rains International, Massachusetts.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you ready to...
We'll proceed, Madam Chair.
Okay, so let's go back to
Dennis.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Crane.
Madam Chair, just for the record, it's my understanding then we have three reports, one by each of the task force members. As well as a note from Henderson Headley, and that's part of the record?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Could you please state your name for the record?
Lawrence Hopkins.
And what is your relationship to the Daedalus restaurant?
Owner.
And how long have you operated the Daedalus restaurant?
16 years.
Okay, and could you just describe generally what the physical makeup of the Daedalus restaurant is?
We have 3 areas to the restaurant. We have a downstairs dining room bar, upstairs dining room bar, and an outdoor patio. Okay.
And what is the capacity for the restaurant?
The total capacity is 148.
And is it broken out within those 3 areas?
Yes.
And what are the itemized figures?
40 on the first floor, 58 on the second floor interior, and 50 on the patio.
Mr. Hopkins, you're the manager of record, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, were you there on the night of July 21st, 2017?
Yes.
Okay. And what time had you arrived at work that day?
Typically on a Friday, I'm in around 7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m.?
A.m.
Okay. And on that particular night, what day of the week was it?
Friday.
And you had been there all day?
Yes.
Okay. At some point in the time, did you leave the establishment?
I left around 10:30.
Okay. And why did you leave at 10:30?
We were pretty quiet on the night. You know, dinner was okay, but come about 9 o'clock, it died pretty hard, so... Typically, I hang around if it's busy, but it was such a quiet night. It was a long day. I decided to take off at 10:30.
And what is your normal closing hour?
2 a.m. on Friday.
Okay. And when you left at 10 or 10:30, who was put in charge?
Jacob Miller was our manager on duty that night.
Okay. And as of that night, could you explain to the board what the restaurant's procedure was to ensure that capacities were not violated?
Well, typically on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have a doorman posted on the patio just to make sure that we don't go over out there. So he typically will keep an eye on the patio and an eye on the interior. If I'm there and Jacob's there, if we hit capacity on the patio, we'll keep people inside in the upstairs dining room. If we hit capacity up there, then that moves down to the stairwell. So then we go to a one out, one in formation, because we can control it that way, because there's typically a line to go out onto the patio, so if somebody leaves the building, they'll take off. We'll let somebody go out on the patio, and if someone gets to the bottom of the stairs, that gives us a good gauge on we can let one or two people up. So typically that's how we do our crowd control.
When you left the premises that evening, had you observed the number of people on the deck at that time when you left?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do a hard count on it. We were pretty empty on the interior, and there was maybe, if I was to guess, maybe 30, 35 people out on the patio.
When you say the interior, you mean on the second floor?
Second floor interior, yeah.
Okay, and that capacity is what again?
58.
Okay. On this particular night, was there something different as far as the procedures for ensuring capacity not being violated?
Well, that night, the doorman called in sick, so we didn't have him on the patio door, and so that's why I stayed as late. I would have probably left earlier that night because it was a quiet night, but I stuck around just because we didn't have that security on the patio to maintain the capacities. But, you know, my mistake, I thought we were safe, so I left it with Jacob because it was pretty quiet on the night.
Quick question, when your doorman is there, does he or she have a clicker?
Yes. And Tim, we actually use our phones because it's easier. With the clickers, you can't go back in reverse. So we'll use our phones, and we actually communicate through our phones while we're working too. Just because we're such an unusual restaurant in the square, just because we're dealing with 3 different restaurants between, you know, the downstairs, the upstairs, and then the patio. Like it's not your typical restaurant where you have sight lines of the whole place. you know, you have to have eyes watching each particular section.
Would it be fair to say that on this particular night there would have been people moving amongst the three different sections?
Yeah, there's always movement. People have to come in and use the restrooms. We have two entrances out onto the patio. You know, we have an employee one that's at the end of the handicap ramp, and then we have another one that the general public will typically use. And we didn't have signs posted on the employee one, because I didn't think we had to have signs posted on that one, and we were informed on the night that we should have signs saying this is an employee entrance. So typically, if it wasn't a busy night, we'd let people, you know, go in, you know, if they wanted to use a restroom. It's kind of a shortcut to the restroom. It's not busy. We wouldn't, you know, say, no, you can't come in here and go all the way back around. So typically, we'd let them come in that door.
You know, who suggested that you post the signs as far as designating one of the exits as just for employees?
Was a member of the task force.
Okay. And have those signs been posted?
They have, yes.
Now, the person that would be taking attendance, let's say, at the deck and checking the number,
yeah,
would they be taking names of people that were in line waiting?
Yes, they would.
Okay. Now, in your 16 years of operation, have there ever been any discipline hearings even?
No, this is our first one.
Okay. And are you also the manager of record at the Boathouse restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
And where is that located?
It's on 49 Mount Auburn Street.
A couple of doors down from Daedalus?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you operated that restaurant?
11 years.
Has there ever been any discipline hearing set up regarding the operation of that restaurant?
No.
Okay. Have there been prior task force inspections at Daedalus?
Yes.
Approximately how many a year?
I would say 3 times a year.
And there were never any problems?
Never.
Okay. I have no other questions.
Thank you. You have questions for the
yes.
manager? Go ahead.
Could you please state your name for the record?
Jacob Miller.
And Mr. Miller, could you tell us what your present employment is?
I'm the general manager of Daedalus.
Okay. And how long have you had that job?
That position 3 years, manager before that for an additional 4 years, I believe. I've been at Daedalus 7 years now.
Okay. Are you a certified crowd manager?
I am.
Okay. Were you working the night of July 21st, 2017?
I was.
At some point in time, did members of the Cambridge License Commission Task Force appear at the premises?
Yes.
Approximately what time?
I'd say approximately midnight, maybe a little before.
And where were you located when they first appeared?
When they first appeared, I was upstairs.
Okay. And some
upstairs, inside, or outside?
I float between both. I mean, I was inside when the server came up and told me. But the way it's set up, the division between the two is all glass, and there's two entrances. And my job, especially at night, once the kitchen's done, is I'm floating upstairs, checking on the bar, checking on the deck. So.
And I'm sorry, and remind me, is there a bar right there? When I sort of remember the deck and the door there, there's a bar right there, correct?
Right. Bar outside, yeah.
Kind of. So the bar actually sits in between the two entrances
yep.
that go to the deck and the inside.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
And at some point in time, did you have conversation with the task force inspectors?
Yes.
Okay, and who did you talk to first?
I believe Henderson first.
Okay. And where were you located when you had this conversation?
I was notified that they were in the building. I went downstairs. All three gentlemen were downstairs. Henderson was at the downstairs bar with paperwork on the bar. So I approached him. The other two gentlemen were checking our tags and, you know, licenses, et cetera.
Okay. And were there any problems with the licenses or the tags?
No.
Okay. Did the, I just note for the record, Madam Chair, that on Deputy Chief Donovan's report, there were no fire safety or suppression issues cited at all. At some point in time, then, did you go back up to the second floor?
I did. I was still downstairs with Henderson. The other two gentlemen went upstairs. They were there for a couple minutes. They came back down. They said, were you aware that you have, I believe it was 86 people on the deck? I said, no, I didn't think it was that many, but that, and they said that I would need to go up and move people off of the deck before they could leave. So the three of us, I believe Henderson was still downstairs at that point, but the three of us went up together. I walked out on the deck, they followed me. The way the deck's set up is we have four larger tables that sit six each, and then there's like tables that seat two and three along the back wall. Those were all set. People were just sitting at the tables. And then there's a small area when you first walk out where people were standing around. So I decided the easiest way to get, was to go to the people who were standing. If you don't have a seat out here, I'm going to have to ask you to step inside. So I did that to, each small group, two here, three here, four there.
Okay, and while you were doing that, were Deputy Chief Donovan and Brian McMahon present?
Yes.
Okay, and did they observe you talking to these people?
They did. They were a few feet away.
Okay. And did any of the patrons then move off the deck?
Yes. I moved, I was approximately 15. 16 people, and at that point, and I was kind of keeping track, okay, I need to move them off, that's X amount, okay, there's four here, I would talk to them, and then after about 15, I don't remember which one it was, but they stepped in, they said, okay, that's enough, you're good.
Yeah. How long did it take you to move the 15 or 16 people off the deck?
A minute and a half.
I have no other questions, so, Madam Chair.
Had you taken a headcount that night of the deck? The deck, and so when was the last time you did that?
The last time was probably maybe 11. I didn't do a precise headcount. Like I didn't count, heads on my phone. I've done this long enough to I know what 30 looks like, I know what 40 looks like, I know what 50 looks like. The last time I checked, because I went down to the office and did a couple of things for a little bit. There were probably 40 on the deck, like 20 inside, and downstairs, like 7 people or something like that.
When you say on your phone, you have a clicker app or something?
Yeah, there's an app that I can count people with.
Have any new procedures been set for when the door person calls in sick?
Yeah, that's on me. Because I'm there all the time, and typically if somebody calls in sick, whether it's a doorman, a bartender, a waiter, or a host on that, so typically I would stay and do the door. So I won't let that happen again. Learned a lesson.
Do you understand the reasoning behind crowd limits and
absolutely,
occupancy
yeah.
limits?
Absolutely.
You understand the seriousness of the potential seriousness if something were to happen in a facility like yours was overcrowded?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, and yours in particular, because you have that odd shape inside. And
it is.
People are coming down, and then
yeah.
that stair is kind of narrow.
Yeah.
Too,
We do have, I mean, I understand totally what you're saying. There is an emergency exit off the back as well with a fire escape, but to your question, we do adhere to it, and we totally understand the consequences
I mean, all our egresses are always kept clear, and we're very aware of, you know, that situation.
Thank you.
Being over capacity 36 with a capacity of 50 is a significant amount. You know, and I do realize that you've been there for a long time and have had no issues. But for me, this is a very serious offense, so I would vote a violation and a one-day suspension.
Madam Chair, just on that issue on the number, I just want you to know that the only testimony we have, live testimony, is that it was 15 or 16, and then it was the inspector said that's okay. I did not have the opportunity to cross-examine as far as the methodology of the count, which I just want you to be aware of that.
Okay. Mr. Miller, did you say that you were informed by the fire chief that you were that you had 86 people on the deck?
Yes.
Do you contest that number?
I'm not contesting that number, no.
Okay. So I would vote violation and a one-day suspension.
Just on the sanction, if I can be heard.
Go ahead.
I mean, I guess you're going to vote for a violation, but before people's minds get cemented as far as the disposition goes, I'd just like to point out their history.
Mm-hmm.
No violations whatsoever. All these hearsay reports now recite that management was cooperative. There is a question in my mind as far as the evidence goes on the number, and you know, they had a system set up, and it was just mis-executed that night because someone called in sick. And the place was not busy that night. For a small business to have to close down one day based on not getting someone in there on it. If it was a busy night and they didn't put someone on the deck counting, it's a little different story. But it wasn't a busy night. The man that's there every day, and he was there for, you know, 14 hours, 15 hours before he left, it was not busy. And I would think during on disposition of it that a warning would be more appropriate.
Thank you. Are you done?
Excuse me?
Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I agree with the chair, and I'm swayed by the fact that you were so much over occupancy, more than 70% above the allowed occupancy on the deck. And so I agree to a violation and a one day suspension.
I would actually weighing the testimony of the individuals here today and the written reports and Mr. Headley's written report, I would my vote would be to have the 1 day suspension but hold it in abeyance for a period of 1 year.
I'm certainly okay with that.
Withholding it for 1 year?
Yeah.
How about the violation and a 1 day but only as to the outdoor? Okay, so violation, 1 day suspension, but as to the patio only.
The roof deck only.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You will receive a statement of reasons.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you.
You've had a fire welcome, haven't you?
I know exactly what you mean.
It hasn't been easy. Quiet, let's say.
Okay, we are on
Rains International. Where do you want it to?
Is your client here yet, Mr. Rafferty? Nope.
I do not see him.
So, number six, yeah, Rains International.
Application, Rains International, Massachusetts, Incorporated, doing business as Gyu Kaku Restaurant, holder of a common victualler wine and malt license at 18 Elliott Street, has applied for a change of beneficial interest.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Good afternoon, everyone. Andrew Upton for the applicant. A-N-D-R-E-W-U-P-T-O-N.
Thank you. Mr. Upton, there was a quarry fee due that's been submitted. Did you submit that before coming down?
I did not submit it today, but I will be glad to submit it immediately.
Thank you. And then, if I read the application correctly, this is we're adding a director, Akitsugu Yamaguchi.
We're also changing out Mr. Toshinori Hayakawa to Mr. Ryu Tozu. And Mr. Manny Fuong Fu is changing positions.
He's already approved, but he's changing positions.
Right.
Okay.
And these are all officers. There's no change of any aspect of the restaurant, the management, the hours, the service. Just an officer change.
Okay. Any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant. Okay. Granted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you can submit that before we send this up to the agency, that would be great.
Thank you. Application, University Wine Shop Incorporated, holder of an all-alcohol package store license at 1739 Mass Ave, has applied for change of location to 1737 Mass Ave and an amendment to the premise description to 1,350 square feet on the first level in one room with two entrances and two exits. Application is also made to pledge said license to Cambridge Trust.
Hi. Good afternoon. Would you please state and spell your name for the record?
Paul DeRuzzo, D-E, capital R, as in Robert, U-Z-Z-O, owner and operator of University Wine Shop.
Thank you, Mr. DeRuzzo. And change of location, this is just basically door down?
Probably about 15 yards.
Okay. Is it a bigger space?
No, it's actually a little smaller. It's a little nicer, but after being in the same location for 30 years, we didn't get as much goodwill on a new lease as we had hoped. So.
I see. And other than that, are you changing the manager of record staying the same?
Correct.
And the hours of operation staying the same?
Correct.
Everything else staying the same?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I will vote to grant. Grant?
Yes.
Granted. Thank you.
Cheesecake Factory Restaurants Incorporated, doing business as the Cheesecake Factory, holder of a common victualler all alcohol license at 100 Cambridge Site Place, has applied for a change of beneficial interests.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record on all
these? Hello, everyone. Andrew Upton, A-N-D-R-E-W-U-P-T-O-N, for the Cheesecake Factory.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Upton, this is just a change of a CFO, is that correct?
It is. Mr. Ben, after a distinguished career at the Cheesecake Factory in California, is retiring, and Mr. Clark is coming in. It's all occurring at the headquarters in California. No change to any aspect of the license premises.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
I would not.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Application, transfer of the wine and malt package store license held by LLH LLC, doing business as Trader Joe's at 748 Memorial Drive to Salt and Olive Incorporated at 1160 Mass Ave. Mary Dean Taylor is proposed manager of record of the premise described as approximately 826 square feet with one entrance and one exit. Proposed hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Sunday.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Please
state your name for the record. Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, Attorney Sean Hope, Hope Legal Law Offices in Cambridge, S-E-A-N-H-O-P-E. And we have Mary Taylor.
M-A-R-Y-T-A-Y-L-O-R. I'm the owner of Salt and Olive.
Thank you.
Yes. So this is an application to transfer a packaged beer, malt and wine license to 1160 Mass Ave. This is also maybe known as a Trader Joe's license, adjacent to Memorial Drive. Just by way of background, the location that we're proposing to transfer to is a current retail location called Salt and Olive. It's a specialty food store that has spices and different types of prepared foods. And the program is to add beer and wine as a complement to this specialty food store. There's going to be a focus on pairings of wines and certain types of food. So there is an element of education to this, as well as there's an element of the package retail license. This is in the Arrow Street area of Harvard Square, so we're really adjacent to the square. Mary has been a sole business owner and has been a local business that has kind of thrived in this corridor of Harvard Square. It's kind of outside of the main thoroughfare with most of the restaurants, and so this additional package store license would help her increase and grow her business. The premises, as described, is ground floor, approximately 826 square feet. So there'll be minimal changes to the premises. So this will really be an addition to an existing business that would be a complement only to her business as well as to the streetscape.
And the public need for this license at this location?
Well, in addition to her customer base, and we also had a petition that may not be in the file for her customers, that there's been a growing demand for additional offerings. Craft beer is something that has become more and more popular, and so she's looking to have select beers and wines to complement what she's existing selling, as well as to increase her local following.
Do you sell avocado olive oil?
We do.
And Ms. Taylor, you've never been the manager of Record on a liquor license before, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And is this your first business venture?
First wholesale business venture, yes. Oh yeah, for 25 years prior to this, I worked on the corporate side of the world, but I've also had experience before gray hair. I've managed a cafe restaurant where beer and wine are served, but you know, we're only talking about a retail license here, we're not talking about any serving. So I do have some experience from an education standpoint of it to the BU Culinary School for Wine Education, so that's something that we want to dovetail into this program as well.
Ben, are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, DABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand they're expected to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And even though this is a retail package store license, you have to be careful not to sell intoxicated persons.
Absolutely.
Are you TIPS or Safe Serve or 21 Plus certified?
Safe Serve.
What happened to Trader Joe's?
So Trader Joe's, as I understand it, they are at their capacity for package store licenses. They're looking to move to a location outside of Cambridge, and so there's a requirement that they transfer this license prior to accepting another one.
Are they going to vacate the property down there?
No, I think no. It's just a license. They're going to keep the store, but not have that same package store at a different location.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I have
any
questions.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Please come up. If you could please state your name.
Of course. Good afternoon. Denise Gilson, Executive Director of the Harvard Square Business Association. I'm here to lend our support for this application. We've known Mary since she started Salt and Olive in the Square a few years ago. She's a member of our board. She sits on our membership committee and has participated in many of our events, you know, Oktoberfest and Mayfair and our chocolate festival and our chili tasting contest, and is just a wonderful community partner. And if you haven't been to her little shop, you really should go in to see it. It's beautiful, it's well designed, it's welcoming, and it's a place where people can go and have a really nice experience by sampling olive oil from across the world and local ones as well. And it's just a very nice addition to Harvard Square. So we're grateful to her for what she's contributed, not only to the square, but to the association. And we hope that you'll consider this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I will note for the record that we do have your written letter in support, the Harvard Square Business Association's letter in support of this application.
Thank you.
Anyone else here? For the record, there was also a letter submitted from the Cambridge Center Adults of Education in support from the Pest. Let me try not to mispronounce this person's last name. From the Hestrin's Raider family, and also from Cambridge Local First in support of this application. Anyone in opposition to this application? Okay, I would vote to grant.
Vote as well.
Okay, granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application. ARE Mass Region Number 45 LLC has applied for a garage license with additional flammable storage at 100 Binney Street for 185 parking spaces, 1,850 gallons of gasoline and the tanks of autos only, and 810 gallons of Class 2.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Good afternoon. Jeffrey McComish, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, and McComish, M-C, capital C-O-M-I-S-H.
Thank you.
AVP with Alexandria Real Estate Equities.
And this is for new 185 spaces, is that correct?
Yes, a new parking garage, 185 parking spaces with an average of 10 gallons per vehicle, so 1,850 gallons, and then 850 gallons of diesel fuel for an emergency generator.
And would this be retail or?
This is office and lab building.
So employee parking basically, or?
It's strictly employee parking.
How many gallons of diesel did you say?
810, so okay. 660 in the garage and then 150 gallon day tank on the roof of the generator itself.
I thought you said 850 and I had 810.
Yeah.
And the bulk of these are under the building, right? The parking spaces, the 151 or something?
They all are.
They all are?
Yeah, it's a 2.5 level below grade parking garage.
Okay, I see. Thank you. Questions?
No.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant. Granted.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Application Tosh Enterprises LLC has applied for an antique secondhand goods license at 541 Mass Ave with hours of operation 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week. Michael Bales is proposed manager of record. Application has also been made for a pawnbroker's license at said address. Hours of operation Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Good afternoon. If you could please state and spell your name for the record, that would be great.
Yes, I'm Michael Bales, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-B-A-Y-L-E-S.
P as in Peter?
Oh, I'm sorry, B as in boy.
Oh, okay. I understood P, but I have you as, okay, Bales. Got it. Thank you. Okay, I have a few things with regard to your antique secondhand goods store application. Under our ordinances, your closing hour must be 10 p.m. or earlier.
Sure, that won't be a problem.
Okay. I'm sorry, people are going to have conversations. Can you take them outside? Thank you. All right. So, and then I saw something here. Are you taking over this space for
yes.
someone? Okay. And is this currently the operation that's happening there?
No, that's currently Tom Tipton out of the Blue Gallery.
Oh, okay. Is this, would this be your first type of the store, this type of store?
No, actually, I have one in Davis Square, Somerville, right now. I've been there for 9 years. It's a wonderful experience.
So will this be a second store, or are you closing down the one in Somerville?
Yes, please. The actual name of it is LBC Boutique. We deal in high-end luxury like Louis Vuitton, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, Hermes, but you guys classify as an antique dealer's license. Coincidentally, my father's an antique auctioneer, so I have been doing that for 20 years as well. So I'm a big advocate of art and antiques, and I'd love to bring that knowledge to Cambridge. Actually, real quick note, I met my wife at Phoenix Landing 15 years ago in Cambridge, and I grew up in Pearl Street, so it's been a dream to do a business here.
Okay, excellent. And then your pawnbroker license, have you submitted the bond and the surety?
I have it right here.
Okay.
Apologize. Thank you. Thank you.
Are there requirements with law enforcement with respect to pawnbroker's license as far as reporting?
There are, but we can't go collect counsel.
Yeah, there are very, I mean, you say that you have a similar story, but there are various, and you will get them if we grant you the license, the registration, the not selling to minors, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I report daily to the Somerville Police Department. We're actually, it's called Nest Pins Daily with photos and everything. It's very, very important that we follow these guidelines, in which we do.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition or these petitions? Anyone in opposition? Okay. I would vote to grant the antique store license, but with a closing hour of 10 p.m. in accordance to our ordinance. And I would vote to grant the pawnbroker license as applied for. Okay, granted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Application, Pineapple Thai Cuisine LLC has applied for common victual license and entertainment license for background music at 1108 Cambridge Street with a seating capacity of 26. And for closed hours of 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 3:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Sunday. I don't want to mess up this name. Supaporn.
Yes.
Can you pronounce it for me?
My name is Supaporn. Is you?
Your
last name? Manakit Khan.
Yeah. Proposed manager of record. Premises described as approximately 862 square feet of first floor space with three entrances and exits, full kitchen, one unisex bathroom, an additional 924 square feet of basement space for office storage.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon. My name is Megan Kemp. I'm an attorney with Adam Dash and Associates from 48 Grove Street, representing Pineapple Thai Cuisine LLC.
My name is Yehoshua Pellet,
Y-E-H-O-S-H-U-A.
Y-E-H-O-S-H-U-A. I can do it in Hebrew too.
I will probably not get it.
And Pellet, P-E-L-E-D.
Thank you. And then I have yours, yes.
Yeah, hi. My name is Supaporn Banakit Khan, S-U-P-A-R-P-O-R-N-B-U-N-N-A. G-I-T-K-A-R-N.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, that's
thank
just
you.
A typo in the in their search and her last name.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Kemp.
So this is a proposal for a common victualer license and an entertainment by devices background music only. For 1108 Cambridge Street, this is previously part of what was the Midwest Grill. They divided that space in 1110, and then they also had space at 1108, and they decided to get rid of that. So this is going into that 1108 space. It was the back half. Repeated all the seating capacity, 26 proposed hours, just lunch and dinner, no breakfast service. My clients have a location in Brookline that operating same name, same menu, same hours. They've been in operation there for 3 years. They realized a lot of their clientele was coming over from Cambridge and that it made sense to expand to this area. Inman is a great eclectic area for, you know, cuisine of this nature. There really aren't any Thai restaurants in that area. I think there's one a little further down. And so that's what they're hoping to do. We did send out certified and regular mailings to the abutters. I haven't received any calls or letters of concern from anyone. And we're just looking to go in. We have the lease all ready, and we're just waiting for permits to go through so we can do our build out.
You actually answered my question, which was if this was the same as Brookline.
Correct, yep.
Okay. Okay. Do I have any questions?
I have a question, please.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, is there a DBA?
No, so it would just be pineapple okay. type scene.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone that wants to speak with regard to this petition? Sergio, why don't you come up? If you could please state and spell your name for the record.
My name is Sean Pinto.
Sean Pinto?
Yes, please.
P-I-N-T-O?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
And I own the Midwest Grill.
Okay.
And I own the building. And I own the house, 263 Elm Street.
Yeah.
And my question is, he's mentioned about some entertainment. I want to see what kind of entertainment he's going to do there.
Oh, it's background music.
Oh.
Yeah, just below conversation just to have background music. Yep.
Because I want to make sure like it's not a body or something like this. You know, like
it looks like it's four speakers, music playing below conversation level.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you in support or in opposition of this petition?
And plus, you know, the it's not never be a full kitchen. It's just a grill we have before there. I used to run this place.
Yep.
And we never have a full kitchen there, I just want to mention. And the only thing we have is just a grill, that's all.
Okay.
We'll be putting in the upgrading the kitchen.
Yeah.
See, it's not a big thing, you know, like a lot of noise and stuff. It's fine. Welcome home.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else in support of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to... Oh, I did have one question.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you. I would vote to grant the application.
Concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application, Tesvalem Gebreitsi has applied for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license. Good afternoon. Please sit down, and could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Tasvalem Gebreitsi. Address is 85 Westland Ave. Boston name is 02118.
And can I confirm the spelling of your name as T-E-S-F-A-L-E-M, last name G-H-E-B-R-E-Z-H-I?
That's right.
Okay. And you're applying to become a licensed driver in Cambridge.
Yes.
I note that you have a license from Boston, is that correct?
That's right.
Has that Boston license ever been suspended?
Never.
Is it still active?
That's right.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
Never.
Do you currently have a job lined up here in Cambridge, or?
No, I don't. First time.
And why should we grant you a license here in Cambridge?
Yeah, I'm driving in Boston right now. The business is kind of slow, so I'll start driving in Cambridge, you know, to check it out.
So you would be seeking work with a current medallion? I mean, you don't own a medallion here
never.
In Cambridge, correct?
Yeah, never. First time.
You understand that you would need to drive a car with a medallion, a Cambridge medallion.
No, I'm going to lease.
Okay, yeah. No, but that's what I meant. Like,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
And I only ask you these questions because they're part of our ordinance. Can you read and write English?
Thank you.
would vote to grant. Granted. Officer Zito will be contacting you so that you can come in, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about our rules and then issue you the license, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Application, Mizrak Gandhi, doing business as Shiger Cafe and Ethiopian Restaurant, has applied for a common victualer license at 2376. At 2376 Mass Ave, with a seating capacity of 14 inside and 8 outside, proposed occupancy of 52. Proposed hours of 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Mizrak Gandhi is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 1,500 square feet on the street level of Mass Ave with a bathroom, kitchen, and storage.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
I'm representing, she's my wife. My name is Zemene. My last name is Afework.
Thank you.
My name is Misrak, Misrak. Last name is Gandhi. Misrak.
Thank you. And Mr. Afework, you don't have, you're on the lease, but are you going to be part of the restaurant as well or no?
Yeah, she's my wife, so
yes.
I'm a part of that. That's
okay,
why.
No, I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah,
I saw your name on the lease and I was going to ask who is,
but
you're here, so now I know. Is this your first business venture?
For restaurant, yeah.
And can you tell us what kind of concept it'll be? What kind of cuisine, what kind of
Just Ethiopian traditional food, like spicy, you know. Most of it is vegetarian, like, you know, split fish and most of vegetables, and that's it. So we have a meat and chicken. So traditionally, way of we are cooking chicken, we call it doro, it's very spicy, and others.
Now, pardon my ignorance, because I used to go to just one Ethiopian type restaurant that closed many years ago, but I loved it. And the way that we ate there was always with the bread that you...
Injera.
Are you gonna have that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is flat bread, we call it the injera.
Okay.
It is healthy, made of teff and
barley flour.
So.
Okay. And then are you gonna be open for breakfast and lunch?
Yeah, breakfast also traditional way of breakfast. We're trying to
Can you do me a favor, Miss Lynn? Can you give this back to them? On the application right there, can you mark off breakfast and lunch?
There's
a pen right there.
Okay,
thank you. And then I see that you have some outside seating. Do you have your sidewalk obstruction permit from DPW?
Not yet,
but you've applied for it and everything. Okay. And I don't know if it was said, but I know that you also applied for an entertainment license for music below conversation level.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering about the capacity. It says you're going to have 14 seats inside, but
it's
a total occupancy of 52?
It's a typical era, 44.
Okay, so it's
44. Yeah.
Okay, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Do you have a tax ID number already?
Yes, we have, but we didn't bring it here.
Okay, can you send that to us, because we'll need it as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't on your application.
Okay.
All right, so I would vote to grant. Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to go back to the separate call matters?
Yes, please.
Cancellation, the Elephant Walk Restaurant Group Incorporated, doing business as the Elephant Walk, holder of common victualer, all alcohol license at 2067 Mass Ave, pursuant to Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 64 and 77 for non-use.
Oh, wait, not Elephant Walk. We'll give that a second call when someone's actually here, if someone shows up. I meant second call for
Mr.
Paradise.
Application, Elliott Management Services Incorporated, doing business as Paradise, holder of a common victualer, all alcohol license at 180 Mass Ave, has applied for change of license type to general on premise.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon. Excuse me, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, James Rafferty again, R-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y, appearing on behalf of the licensee. To my right is Paul McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y. Mr. McCarthy is the president of Elliott Enterprises, Inc. and the manager of record on the license.
Thank you. Before we go into the hearing, we need to confirm, because we're going fully electronic this year, hopefully, the email to use to send any notice, meaning renewal notice, bills, hearing notices.
Okay.
We have right now, contact us at paradisecambridge.com. Would that be the appropriate email?
I think we probably did pass it to me.
To go to you personally? Yes. And
can you send it to me personally?
Absolutely.
You need to give them the email address.
So what's your
Paul
email?
Paul McCarthy, just like it's spelled, P-A-U-L-M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y, 44, the number, at comcast.net.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. And we're here because in March you had an inspection, and our inspector noticed that you have a kitchen, but it's not operational and you're not serving food. Do you intend to serve food at any point?
No.
So we're seeking to change to a general on-premise?
Yes, that's the request for a reclassification of the license.
And other than reclassifying the license to a general on-premise, there's no changes to the way you're currently operating, correct?
That's correct. Capacity, hours of operation, and premises description all remain unchanged.
The premise description currently has a kitchen.
Well, there is physically a kitchen. They're just
no, but are you taking it out? I guess
no.
That's my question.
No.
Okay.
There's limited cooking equipment in it. There are sinks and refrigerators and dishwasher, but there hasn't been cooking activity for some time.
Okay. Thank you. Do you guys have questions?
Nothing. I don't have any.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I will vote to grant. Granted. Thank you. And you don't have to reply to Ms. Young's email. I will give her the information on your email.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay. There's no one here.
Huh? No, we have to do them separately. I know.
I'll read fast. Nobody here for the elephant walk or of sushi.
Well, we'll do that later. We'll
do it
at
the
end.
I mean.
Admin matters?
Yeah. Get back to them. Violation hearing continued from August 9th, 2017. Carboni Landscape Company for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Ordinances 8.16.081.2A, operating during prohibited period, and 8.16.0812C, operating without a permit, on July 1st, 2017 at 725 Concord Ave, and July 6th, 2017 at 700 Huron Ave.
Ms. Boyer, I'm sorry you stayed all this time. We don't really need you. But
okay.
Thank you. I mean, you're more than welcome to stay. I didn't know you were
here
for
find
that.
I can't wait to the outcome.
So we had deferred our vote on this because we wanted to confirm there were two different... The company name had two versions of the company name. It's the same email for both of them. It's the same company. We confirmed that they have received, that they had received notice of the hearing. We reached out again to them to say if they wanted to say anything. No response. So I think we're ready to, I mean, I'm ready to vote on this. And based on the testimony provided at the last hearing and sort of the silence on behalf of the landscaping company, I would vote a violation with a $300 fine. Okay, so violation $300.
On each? This two?
Yes, on each. So for a total of $600.
$600 Charlie Moore on behalf of Turner Construction has applied for a special noise variance at 145 Broadway from January 1st, 2018 until July 31st, 2018 from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. for steel hoisting and erection.
And this is all in the commercial area, that area. None of the internal departments have any issue with it, so I would vote to grant the variance.
Agreed.
Phoenix Belmont LLC, doing business as Phoenix Grill, has applied for a Hawker Peddler license to vend at 3rd Street in Binney on Mondays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Hold on. What did you say?
Phoenix Belmont, Phoenix Grill.
Oh, I had them in a different order, sorry. Okay. I would vote to grant with the condition that they must be at the location for a minimum of 3 consecutive hours each Monday until November 24th, which is part of the conditional approval that they received from the Cambridgeshire Development Authority.
Agreed.
Okay, we'll grant it with that condition.
Renewal of Fresnel Renee Hackney driver's license for your consideration.
So I would vote to deny this renewal application. He has 5 moving violations within the last 4 years. And unlike other times when we've sort of granted it with a 1-year probation, his record to me just seems, I don't know, I just can't grant it to him. We do have a recommendation from Officer Zito to approve it for 1 year. So I will hand you that and then you guys can look at it.
My opinion, 2 of them are for failure to yield to pedestrians, which, you know, I would go against the recommendation to approve it, so.
Incorporated, doing business as American Academy of Arts and Sciences at 136 Irving Street, has applied for a 1-day extension to their existing license for a tent adjacent to their building for a luncheon.
So this would actually have to be issued as a 1-day license under 138 Section 14 for malt and wine only. I see no issue with it, so I would vote to grant.
Yeah.
October 7th for an event on October 7th.
They're extending it to the 8th, so it's already the 6th, and we're extending it to the 7th.
No, October 7th from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
But apply for a one-day extension to the existing license.
Yeah, no, but
no,
this
but
is, that's the way it was written. It's
okay.
Not, yeah, no. Right, it would be a one-day alcohol license at that location.
Okay, fine.
Paul Clark has applied for a malt license at Forest City, 64 Sydney Street, on November 17th from 9 a.m. until noon for a road race, 1800 expected. This went through special events.
Okay, so they either have to charge for the alcohol or provide a limited number of drinks per person and associate that with a limited, with an entry fee for the race. Other than that, I have no issue with granting it.
Reverend Alexander Vlachkovic, on behalf of St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church, has applied for malt and wine with entertainment license at 41 Alewife Brook Parkway, September 16th from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. and 17th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for their annual festival with dancing, recorded live music, 1,000 expected, and that also was approved by special events.
They also applied for a one-day hawker peddler license during that time and day, so I would vote to grant both.
I would concur.
Jason Alves, on behalf of the East Cambridge Business Association, has applied for malt and wine with entertainment license at Cambridge Street between Fulkerson and Fifth from October 1st from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. for festival with dancing, music, amplification with 5,000 expected. That's the annual Word Fest.
Brandon.
Also special events. Azem Dirzovic, on behalf of New England Friends of Bosnia, has applied for a wine with entertainment license at 2400 Mass Ave in the private parking lot in the back on September 24th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. for a festival with performers, entertainers, dancing, recorded live music, amplification system with 200 expected.
Granted.
Alexander Maciel has applied for an all-alcohol with entertainment license to be exercised at St. Anthony's Church, 400 Cardinal Medeiros Avenue on September 30th from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a fundraiser dinner with dancing, music, 250 expected. This also was approved by special events.
Granted, police detail required.
Patty's Lunch, doing business as Patty's Lunch, Ruth Allen, holder of a common victualler or all alcohol license at 260 Walden Street, has applied for a malt with entertainment license for a block party to be exercised at Huron Ave on October 1st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with dancing, music, and amplification with 200 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
450 Kendall Hospitality, LLC, doing business as Glass House. Jennifer Cleary, manager, holder of a common victualler or all alcohol license at 450 Kendall Street, has applied for a malt and wine license for a private cornhole league to be exercised at South Plaza alongside the patio on September 26th, October 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, 31st. I believe that someone else will be applying for the November dates.
Yes, I would. Like the other one, this would actually also be, would have to be issued as a one day under section 14 for malt and wine only. But I would only grant it through October 31st. The November dates are denied.
And they didn't apply as an extension, they applied as a one day.
Yes, but it's in our one day amendment to existing license.
Oh, that's
so I
what they
say
did.
On
yeah.
The record,
okay, gotcha.
That it's a
gotcha.
One day license. So granted through October 31st and denied as to the November dates?
Agreed.
Okay.
Jillian Davis, on behalf of ALS Therapy Development Institute, has applied for a malt license for a cornhole tournament fundraiser to be exercised at Technology Square Courtyard, 300 to 500 Technology Square, on September 16th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with under 200 expected.
Granted, and they must either charge for the alcohol or limit the number of drinks and associate that with the admission price.
Erica Gothier, on behalf of Restaurant Associates, has applied for a malt and wine license to be exercised at 250 Mass Ave on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. for a reception with up to 120 expected.
Granted.
Erica Gothier, on behalf of Restaurant Associates, has applied for a malt and wine license at 250 Mass Ave on September 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. for a reception for 300.
Which is granted. You said September 14th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, because they changed it on the application. That's why I wanted to confirm that.
William Doan has applied for a malt and wine with entertainment license to be exercised at Harvard Law School, Jarvis Field, Hark Lounge, and Milstein West, September 15th from 3:30 to 11 p.m. and September 16th from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for a catered event with dancers, music, amplification system, theatrical exhibition, moving picture show, and floor show with 800 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
IBD Limited, doing business as Darwin's Limited, holder of common victual wine, malt, and cordial beverages license. Steve Darwin has applied for a one-day amendment to his existing license at 313 Mass Ave on September 21st from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a private function with 100 expected.
Granted.
Pedro Morales has applied for a wine license to be exercised at Sanders Theater, 45 Quincy Street, September 14th from 5 to 10 for an award ceremony with that ceremony with 1,000 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Arlen DePactor has applied for a malt and wine license at MIT, 20 Ames Street, September 14th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. for a reception for 90.
Granted, police detail required.
Alexander Newman has applied for a malt and wine with entertainment license at the Greek American Political Club, 288 Green Street, on September 21st and 22nd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a comedy festival with amplification system, theatrical exhibition system, moving picture show with 75 expected.
Doesn't 288 have a license already?
Not all levels.
So this is... I would hold on this because they already have a license. I mean, if the entertainment's what's changing, I have no issue granting that. But the they already have a license, so they wouldn't need the one day. I'm confused by that. So
where am I? Jacqueline Nguyen, on behalf of Capital One Cafe, has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at 24 JFK Street, October 8th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a party with recorded live music, 60 expected.
Granted.
Lisa Lawler, on behalf of Sanofi Genzyme, has applied for an entertainment license at 500 Kendall Street, October 10th, with a rain date of October 11th, from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a private corporate employee event with music and amplification system for 600.
Granted.
Michael Monesteem, on behalf of Central Square Business Association, has applied for an entertainment license at University Park Commons, 65 Sydney Street, on September 16th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a yoga day of wellness event with patrons, performers, entertainers, dancing, and amplification system with 200 expected.
Granted.
Kyanne Anderson, on behalf of Kleinfelder, has applied for an entertainment license for Donnelly Field, 45 Berkshire Street, on September 19th, with a rain date of September 26th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. for a Cambridge DPW annual barbecue with dancing, amplification system, music, with 500 expected.
Actually, it's on behalf of Cambridge DPW. Granted.
Kalina Schlonegger has applied for an entertainment license at Wong Auditorium, 70 Memorial Drive, on September 23rd from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a concert with recorded or live music and amplification system with 30 expected. Kalina Schlonegger has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at Wong Auditorium, 70 Memorial Drive, on October 8th and October 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. for a concert with recorded live music and amplification system with 30 expected.
Renton.
Mary Ellen Carvello, on behalf of the City of Cambridge, has applied for an entertainment license at Danahy Park, 99 Sherman Street, on September 16th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a family day with patrons, performers, entertainers, dancing, recorded live music, amplification system, and floor show with 6,000 expected.
Granted, when do people dance? I've never seen people dance at that event.
I don't know.
Jen Fenway, on behalf of Lesley University Athletics, is applying for a soccer game at 29 Everett Street for recorded live music amplification system on October 22nd from 8 to 12 p.m. 100 people expected, granted.
Bill Manley, on behalf of Harvard Square Business Association, applied for an entertainment license at Winthrop Park on September 17th from 5 to 6 for a concert with dancing, recorder live music, and 50 expected.
Granted. I would note for the record that their permit is for many more hours of that, their park permit. So even though I know they're only offering that entertainment during that time, they are allowed there, just FYI.
LaTanya Smith-Winston, doing business as B Royal Boutique, has applied for a vendor's permit to sell dresses, tops, pants, jewelry, and accessories at MIT's Student Center on September 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Granted.
The Kinsey Six LLC has applied for a one-day Hawker Peddler license for September 15th and 16th from 3 to 8 p.m. at Harvard Law School to sell CDs, T-shirts, magnets, and DVDs.
Granted.
Arland Pachter has applied for a one-day malt and wine license on September 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. at 142 Memorial Drive for a reception. Rachel Rocco Burton has applied for a one-day wine and malt license at 536 Mass Ave, the Dance Complex, on September 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. for a dance film screening. And that's all.
And the one that you gave me when we came downstairs, I think this must be on
next week's
agenda because I don't have anything here.
Yeah, I have seen it. And then
we have minutes or two if we could write down the dates. I didn't write down the
dates. I don't know. I think I just sent you August 10th.
Okay. All right, then. Ignore. We'll do that.
But I don't have the final back on.
Okay. Oh, no. Then no. All right. Thank you. We're done then. Oh, yeah. Second call. Thank you.
Oh.
Almost forgot.
Elephant Walk.
Okay. Second call on this. So they had been in front of us in February and had mentioned Mr. McGinnis, the Anthony McGinnis attorney. Did he get notified? Because I see the letter to Mr. Lopez, but I don't see notification to Mr. McGinnis.
That may be. That being said, he contacted me about a month ago, maybe longer, and said they were negotiating a purchase and sale.
Well, in February, when they were before us, they told us that they had a deal and that they were finalizing the PNS, and they were asking for time for the PNS.
That sounds familiar.
And then I have a note here from you, Ms. Lynn, that on July 25th, Manuel Pagina called that they were negotiating the offer. This was sent to Gerard, it looks like, the notification. Considering that he was represented by counsel and it doesn't look like counsel got the notice, I would reschedule this for the first meeting in October. I wouldn't feel comfortable voting on this. I just want to make sure. Especially because it's that Elephant Walk. I mean, that email might not be good anymore since they closed. So
yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so let's reschedule. Okay, so scheduled to October. What's our first meeting 18th. In October? 18th, 17th.
There you go. Oh, sushi.
Hold on, let's vote on this first.
Sorry.
And then Osushi is a different fees. I know that they, both Mr. Linotilakis and Mr. Mueller received notice. They also haven't paid the second half fee, so I would vote consistent with how we voted on the MS license, and I would say that this license is now not properly renewed and has expired, and in the alternative, I would cancel for failure to comply with the provisions of Chapter 138.
Sure.
Okay.